Welcome to the lecture. And today's topic for us is chapter number 8, referring to inbound and outbound tour operation management. Now we are moving into the real path of selling and the involvement of inbound and outbound tour operation management. We understand by this time who are known as outbound and who are inbound tour operators. We will now look into how their management happens. So here we begin with our understanding of inbound and outbound tour operation. This is chapter 8, and I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. The learning objective of this particular chapter of inbound and outbound tour operation management consists of describe the meaning of inbound and outbound tours. We will once again take a brief of what is outbound and inbound tour operation. We will also learn and appreciate the importance of liaising with the service provider at the local and international level. Because in the supply chain, there are many service providers who make an inbound and outbound tour operation practical. We will also know the importance of managing human resources. As we have learned in the previous chapter, and I have identified that the asset of a good tour operator is the staff force, because they don't have anything called machinery or any heavy infrastructure investment. Rather than they depend on human resources, and we will also learn about managing the importance of human resources. So learning objective also will be understanding various operations and precautionary measures to be taken while handling inbound and outbound. Like any business, you have to be consciously and carefully moving forward. So there we will take what are the various precautionary measures which a tour operator, be inbound or outbound, has to be cautious about. And we will also know the marketing strategies used for promoting inbound and outbound tours. So all these components are dealing with the inbound and outbound tour operation management. Defining travel. Now we start our introduction and understand that defining travel and tourism is a primary responsibility of the World Tourism Organization. Now we take the explanation given by UNWTO, the umbrella body that supports international tourism on an organizational structure, and as we know, the word United Nations clearly suggests this World Tourism Organization is a branch and under the umbrella of United Nations. So UNWTO is the United Nations specialized agency responsible for promotion of responsible, sustainable, and universally accessible tourism. It serves a global forum for tourism policy and a source of tourism know-how. UNWTO has been playing a very important role in capacity building, uplifting the capacity of underdeveloped countries to bring them on international requirement of tourism industry. They also provide and understand the promotion of responsible and sustainable tourism. It serves as a global forum for tourism policy and a source of tourism know-how. Just for your knowledge, headquarters of United Nations World Tourism Organization is in the city of Madrid in Spain. And from there they operate. They have regional offices, and they are having members spread around the world. So what is inbound tourism? It involves non-resident traveling in the given country. Inbound tourism occurs when a native of other country visits a country with the intent to spend limited time in it for tourism purposes. Once again, I read it. It involves non-resident traveling in the given country. Inbound tourism occurs when natives of other country visit a country with an intent to spend limited time in it for tourism purpose. So non-resident, those who are not residing in a country, come from outside. Say an Indian coming in, say who has been living in United Arab Emirates and visiting India, can be classified as an inbound tourist. Why? Because they are non-resident of India. They are resident of United States, possibly Australia or UK, or for that matter, anywhere outside India. So they are considered as inbound tourism or inbound tourists. Example here given is international visitors coming to India, such as when an American citizen, Mr. Samuel John, comes to India to see Taj Mahal in Agra. He is an inbound tourist for India. And this stands good for even Indians who live outside India and they are non-resident Indian. Possibly they may not use so much of a supply chain because this is their home country. But obviously the example picked up of Mr. Samuel John, who comes in from America to see Taj Mahal in Agra, would be called an inbound tourist because with the intention of a leisure travel, he has come to India and he is not the resident of India. His purpose of visit is to explore tourism. And that's a definition of an inbound tourism. For inbound tour operation, it is necessary to design a product. Now, to design a product means to promote, to bring in different component of tourism or travel and coming up with a product that matches the market taste and recent trend. This recent taste and trend plays an important role to bring in international tourists to any particular country. The tour operator should attend the reply to mails regularly by, now we are looking into activities that keep going on, regularly by using the latest means of technology. So if someone puts up an inquiry that we saw in previous chapter in different formats through either chat book, inquiry form, or any other source, or simply by sending an email, it should be replied. And that's the role of an inbound tour operator, because someone is putting up an inquiry and setting up his mind to travel to India. So that is the role of inbound tour operator. Other task is prepare quotation. Like an inquiry comes in, I would like to visit India and stay for 15 days. So they will ask for quotation, which airline fare possibly you would recommend or we should buy, costing, if there is domestic involvement of travel, what would be the fare that could be available in India, and what is the costing done? We have seen how do we work on costing, supervising and controlling issuance of vouchers and tickets, as well as motivating staff to achieve desired goal. So these are the roles of a travel agency. They have a voucher which can be exchanged at a hotel or at a tour operator offices, because possibly the traveler would have bought all these packages out of their home resident country. So when they come to India to offer the services, they need to present voucher as a proof that they have paid abroad and would avail the services in the visiting country. Now we look at what is outbound tourism. It involves native resident traveling to another country for tourism purposes with the intent to spend limited time in it. So same scenario appears for an outbound situation where resident of one country, say Indians living in India, traveling to Australia. So for this type of a travel, it's an outbound travel. They would go there, stay for some time. Internationally, United Nations World Tourism Organization defined a tourist, one who stays out of his home country for more than one day up to 354 days. The moment one completes one full year, then they become resident of another country and loses the definition of a tourist. Because once you stay in some country for over one year, then you become a resident of that country. For example, here the example is picked up. Mr. Anil goes to America to see Hollywood. So he's an outbound tourist from India. An outbound package tour is outbound travel that is designed in such a way that the tour commences its journey from its hometown to any other country or city, mainly outside their hometown. So yes, we were taking example of Mr. Anil going down from India to America. So they would purchase and some of the programs that an outbound travel agent would be designing and selling it. So there they would add up different components like city visits, city tours, which are outside his hometown and in another country. Mostly these packages are available at all-inclusive price. So we have learned that all-inclusive price, which means the hotel stay, the city tours, the other ancillary services, airline tickets are all added up in that type of a tour package. The services included in the package are determined in advance by making it available to the public. So whatever inclusive packages that are available in the market from an outbound tour operator would be available in advance. So you have to decide that I would be going to America, I would stay 3 nights in New York, I would stay 4 nights in Boston, possibly 4 nights in Los Angeles, 1 night in XYZ city in, and all has been decided in advance and possibly paid. Other than that, of course, if any such thing that develops and they look for additional, they can always make arrangement while they are visiting a foreign country. But that's the role of an outbound travel agent. Basically, they sell these services in a pre-packaged tour. For organizing and managing successful inbound and outbound tours, the following aspects should be kept in mind. And what is that? Type and size of travelers. How many? What type of a traveler? What segment they are? Family, couple, senior citizen, student, special type of a group, or just ladies group, or just men alone group, or the term that I advise you in my previous lecture, the DINK, double income, no kid. Also, some of the American slang in travel industry refers to solo traveler or single nestler, one who stays single and they explore on their own. So all these type and size of traveler has to be determined for working and organizing a outbound or inbound tour. Likewise, what are the important tourist circuit that is available in a market and that can be sold to a traveler? Circuits refer to, like from our Indian perspective, we have different circuits in north and different parts, like pilgrimage circuit, Buddhist circuit, Hindu circuit, Sufi circuit, or triangles like Delhi, Jaipur, Agra, or Mumbai, Pune, and one more city. So these are all circuits or different type of travel plan that has to be arranged, that should be available and that can be offered. Preferred destination. So if, what are the preferred destination? Not all places are tourist attraction. We have X number of cities and towns and villages, but not all of them have touristic importance. So you have to show what are the preferred destination. And then, of course, you design a tour itinerary wherein you define activities day after day, what exactly a tourist can do, and you plan that itinerary. As an inbound and outbound tour operator, inbound also involves several fields like arranging transfers, taking passenger from airport to hotel, bringing in them from railway station to hotel, or taking from hotel to other places where they are going to possibly reside, or they are shifting their residence of a hotel to another residential apartment. All these are termed as transfers. Hotel check-in as well, so provide them to arrive at a hotel and get checked in. Also, to ensure a smooth connection of the group by suitable means of transport. So if the group size is 20, the bus to be provided to them is that has a capacity of more than 25 people so that they sit comfortably. If it's a group of 38, then a bus that can carry more than 40 people in a bus so that there is a comfort level for the tourists who are going. You cannot bring in a bus with 20 to 25 with 40 group in a particular 40 number of traveler in a group. So accommodating them, providing them a smooth connection by suitable means of transport, and of course the suitable transportation refers to by rail, road, sea or the air. Depending on the money that a tourist is ready to pay, you can transfer him or her according to the mode of transport. So some who would like to reach faster and have no time to spare of 10 to 12 hours on a train would possibly prefer to go by a flight. And likewise, say which would connect from one area linked to the sea transport to go to another city. So we are understanding the inbound tour operation involvement. Outbound tour operation have always been the center of attraction for all the employees of the organization. A gateway of international visit. English speaking and smart employees. So when you look at it, is said that tourism industry is among good, glamorous industry because of the every time you plan certain trip, the employees find it interesting because a new destination is always put in into their products. A new destination keep coming. So employees also enjoy, and an outbound tour operations have always been a center of attraction. First an experience in international travel happen, gateway of international visit, capability to handle travel formalities related to international travel. Now what are travel formalities? It could refer to anything. Could be visa, could be arranging travel insurance. Right now, for example, arranging for protocol referred to the COVID and so many such things are formalities. Vaccination, different type of vaccination. You are visiting malaria affected area. You are going to an area that possibly has some issue related to gastro. So possibly you need to have precautions on that. Possibly you are going to a huge crowded activity like going for a Kumbh Mela or Hajj. Then you need to have a meningitis vaccine because you are under open sun and you need to have a vaccination for that. All those are regularities and formalities that has to be offered when a tourist visits certain places. There are certain formalities, and right now most discussed formality that comes in after issuance of visa is COVID protocol. Every country has come up with its own requirement. So that is all in an outbound tour operation. So once someone joins in an outbound tourism or outbound travel agent, not only they learn about different countries of the world, but it attracts because you learn about new destination, you improve on your communication skill, you develop an interpersonal skill with your travelers, and many such things. You will learn about new destinations. You will learn about the places which tourists find it interesting and different tourist circuits. So that is from the perspective of employees. Now we look at developing and managing linkages that I referred, and I said, who are the principal supplier as a linkage? Now tour operation, be it is inbound and outbound, you need to have a well connectivity with others that are referred as linkage. So who are the principal suppliers? Whether they are inbound or outbound are just like any other industrial operations and largely depend upon the source of supply. So supply, for example, for a field, for a farmer, the supply chain could be seeds, possibly water, possibly pesticides, other things. So in travel, in outbound and inbound, the supply chain refers to hoteliers, ancillary services, airlines, the transport, all these practically put up as a supply, and you have to have wonderful relation with all of them. In tourism business, like airlines, hotels, shopping malls, cultural attraction, and all are visible to customer. So customer get a wonderful exposure. He or she doesn't visit a destination, but get an exposure of various things like shopping malls. Understanding of cultural attraction. What a city has attraction as a culture. For example, tourists coming to India, and if they come in the Ganesh Visarjan time period or Durga Puja in West Bengal, they also see these cultural activities happening on the streets. And that becomes an attraction. And that can be said for any such cultural activity, be it is Onam in Kerala, or Baisakhi in the north, or we are talking the Pushkar Mela, or the Run of Kutch, anything that can be picked up from our Indian plethora of the tourism fabric, which has various components, and that attracts. So these are all cultural attractions that are being promoted, and that's why we call our destination incredible, because we have diversified, and then we have a unity as a country. So all these factors help in bringing in tourism products as a product to be sold to an outbound, to an inbound tourist. Each one of us, each of one of these principles that we talk about, airline, shopping mall, cultural attraction, are contributing towards the satisfaction of customers. So internationally, when someone travels down to Europe, or for example, say France, if you go down, then you have the famous Galerie Lafayette. That is a definite visit for a tourist to Paris. Or if you are going to London, possibly to Mothercare or Selfridge. Or if you are going to Bangkok, then Santarama Shopping Mall and the other tourist area. And likewise, they come to Mumbai, then they would go down to different shopping malls, be it is a Phoenix Mall or another shopping malls that are spread around Shoppers Stop, Shoppers Palace or whatever. So all that are to the satisfaction of a customer, and that has to be built in. Don't forget that in a tour packages, specially designed for Indian, all the tour operators definitely bring in a shopping component into their itinerary. At least half a day. Other than when they are taken to a shopping mall, they are given a free time for shopping, and that is a must, because that brings the itinerary more attractive and appealing. So yes, outbound tour operator deals it. Sometimes you would make arrangement with a shopping mall wherein special type of discounts could be made available to tourists, say 10% off, or if you use a Visa card, then another 5% off and blah, blah, blah. So all these are arrangement, and that linkage one has to do an outbound tour operator arranges for all that. It also includes hotels, airline, as we saw, insurance companies. I mentioned about health service provider, conference and convention organization. Like we have convention, we invite a lot of international MICE groups to come to India. We are offering special type of facilities for them. There are conference centers in good five-star hotel where anything from 200 to up to 1,000 people can be brought in as a conference. And internationally, likewise, all around the world, be it is Bangkok, Dubai, London, or possibly Egypt, Cairo, all that, these type of arrangements are made for conference and convention. Then shopkeepers, shopping mall owners, and many others, we have spoken that they become part of planning and the linkages have to be done. These service providers play a vital role in successful operation of tours, and you need to develop and manage linkage with these suppliers. So you would find, say, possibly you have gone to London or you have gone to another major city. There is a possible brochure that would be offered, which would contain number of discounts available in different places. Possibly discount at a mall, discount with a car rental company, special type of a transport for 5 days, 4 days, special packages. All these are linkages. And outbound tour operators work hand in glove with all these principal suppliers to make their tourism products successful, and having more linkages would result into more people looking and having an appeal to buy that product. In the case of an inbound tour operation, you plan to design your product, you are required not only to collect complete information on what type of a travel products are available in the market and what price, but also to match the existing product with suitable target market segment. So example, as I mentioned, for Indian tourists, if they are going to Bangkok, they are going to say, for example, Malaysia in Kuala Lumpur, you have to keep, I mentioned, a shopping spree for them, half a day to a visit to a particular shopping mall where you can have and have fun of the shopping, because shopping is a must for most Indian tourists. Many of us would always prefer to go and shop. You travel to Indonesia, Malaysia, or Thailand. So they need to have linkages. And the more you have linkages, more you are successful. We are managing and we are discussing at length about developing and managing linkages. So on the other hand, in case of outbound tour operation, such linkages focus on overseas supplier. I gave the mention of various international shopping mall. Could be any such thing, a linkage with a transport operator, possibly transport operator like London Transport, where they have connectivity with the usage of different services, be it a bus or underground, or possibly you go to Switzerland, then they have connectivity with Swiss Rail, buses, and possibly the small boat, the speed boats that move in the Lake of Geneva that takes you from smaller towns around. All that are linkages to make your outbound to a successful principal supplier, and more to be roped in if you like to be more successful, like discounts at various attractions, special type of discount, especially for groups. So linkage can play a crucial role in making your operation success or failure. So if you just put your product standalone, possibly it could be a failure unless you rope in. Because when you visit, when you are an outbound tourist, what tourists look for is what has come as a package, as a bundle of options available. Maybe all of them, they may not be using it, but it's always nice to see that these packages are roped in, these linkages are available, So if I visit a mall, then I can claim so much of discount. Say, like, for example, if you are into Europe and you are buying and you are a tourist, so all that money that you have paid as a VAT, value added tax, can be claimed as a refund when you are leaving the country. And whatever tax that you have paid as a foreigner in that country, whether you have bought expensive product like jewelry or heavy material on garments, all can be put and asked for a refund by filling up a form, which is an absolute good linkage that an outbound tour operator or a country that offers to their inbound tourists. That encourages shopping, because if you are buying diamonds, your jewelries, and all that, whatever tax you have paid would come back as a refund to you. Finest example of linkage and attracting. Thank you very much. You were listening to Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah.